And joining us right now on PMP Network is Navid Nagaban. He is one of the stars of my favorite show on Showtime. It's called Homeland, and it is an amazing program that'll keep you gripped to your seat. And it begins again Sunday, September 30th at 10 o'clock on Showtime. And he plays in this show, Abu Nizar, who is the CIA's public enemy number one. He is like the worst guy on the planet. And he joins us now, I'm a little scared, on PMP Network. How are you?
Very good. How are you then?
Good. What a role this is. This is a good role for you. Nice, juicy one, huh?
This is fantastic. I love the character. It's so fascinating and so multi-layer. And that's what I love about the character.
So you play a high-ranking member of Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all this great back and forth with a Marine sergeant played by Damian Lewis, who was taken prisoner of war and held captive by your organization. And there's, of course, Claire Danes playing a CIA and analyst. And the show is just a fascinating program. How did you end up with the role?
I was at the book reading poetry night. And Howard was one of the readers, Howard Gurdon. And I worked with Howard on 24 before.
Ah.
And it just happened that I read the script 2 weeks prior to that. And I just walked up to him and I said, Howard, I love your script. This is fascinating. And and in the pilot, it was Abu Nazir had only two lines. And I said, who's playing Abu? We don't have anyone yet. We are still looking. I said, what about me? He said, let me think about it. And a couple of weeks later, I had a meeting with Howard and Alex Gonza, and we sat down and we talked about the character. And I love the way that they described the character, and it was very similar to the way that I was seeing the character. And I got the job.
It's interesting that you were also on 24, because that was another one of my shows that I watched every single week at the edge of my seat, very similar to Homeland.
Yes, it was. They were, both shows are very. They were very. It would keep you guessing, and it just gets you involved in the every step of the characters.
Yeah, I find it fascinating that you're from Iran. Tell us a little bit about, as a child you were acting, but how did you end up in the United States and how did you end up acting?
I left Iran and I went to Turkey. I lived in Turkey for a while, and wherever I went, I started acting when I was in school. I was 8 years old when I did my first play. And I did a couple school plays, and the journey was very interesting because I fell in love with mime. I started doing mime, and then I went to Turkey, and from Turkey I went to Germany. In Germany I went back to school, and I started working with a theater company, with a German theater company. I got my training there, and we toured with a company around Germany, performing different shows, I mean, way, way different than what I'm doing here, shows like Sunday in Park with George or Rocky Horror Picture Show. And then I was just pursuing my acting. So I moved to U.S. in 93. I went back to school here, and I got kind of kicked out of the college. So, and I did a film in 98, which went to Slam Dance, called Boundaries. Greg Durbin, who's a professor, film professor, directed it. The film won the grand jury at Slam Dance and kind of introduced me to the industry. And but my career started picking up in 2003. I think S.H.I.E.L.D. was the show that really introduced me to Hollywood.
Yeah. Now, As someone from Iran, are you kind of like cast in these kind of roles, or are they pretty much basically using you to play a terrorist kind of person because of the way the situations are today?
No, I think, okay, that's a tricky question. see, the thing is that when I was in Germany, I was getting hired to play roles because I was able to create that illusion. They didn't care where I'm from. I was the actor who could create the illusion of that character, and I was given the jobs. Here in U.S., I started, especially because of the situation that happened, the first couple of roles that I did, I mean, the first movie that I did, I'm playing a musician. I'm playing a street musician. And then I played Italian, Russians, and then I started getting all these Middle Eastern roles. And what my advantage is that I grew up there. I was born in Mashhad. There were lots of Afghans who lived in Mashhad. They escaped Afghanistan, and they came, and they were refugees from Afghanistan who were living in my city. Mm-hmm. And I grew up with lots of those kids. And, for example, I started learning their language. Now I speak Afghani. And in playing these roles, I'm able... I'm not playing these characters as a caricature or as just a one-dimensional villain. I have an understanding of where they are coming from, so I can bring that into the character. And I hope I'm doing a fair job, because I've been I've heard even from Afghani or from I've played Iraqis. From Afghani people, Iraqi people, that the way that I'm portraying the characters from their country, they are thankful and responsible.
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned about the character, because your character's growing a lot. Tell us a little bit about season two, your character's growth in that season.
Well, you're going to get me killed by the interview if I say something. But let's put it this way. The character, you will see how widespread his web is, and his connections and his relationships, or I would say his ideology, how deep his... he is into people's mind, and you will see more. See, the first season we kind of introduce the characters, their own personalities and personal issues, and now in the second season it goes relationships. What you see from Abu is more his connections, how he moves.
Mm-hmm. I got to ask you a question because you're from Iran. What do you think about what's going on there in terms of who's running the country and the nuclear program and all the things that are happening over there now?
The situation in Iran and what's happening with the Iranian people is that there is a huge hunger for being they want to be, being free. The people they are, and sadly, the way that they're being controlled. See, what's happening is that some people they're using the religion, they're using their power to control the majority, control the people. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going on right now. I have been back home for a long time. My last time I was back home in 2005, and then I did the stoning of Soraya, and after that it was just kind of I wasn't sure if I should be going back. I just hope you're putting me on the spot. I'm about the nuclear program. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I hear both sides. I hear that it's being used for clean energy, and then from the other side, I hear that it's being used to build nuclear bombs. And
it seems here in this country that people are pretty sure that. And I just read something today from a paper in Jerusalem that it looks like Israel is going to attack Iran because of this nuclear thing, and it could end up, spreading far and wide and affecting a lot of countries around the world.
See, I'm afraid of that, and I believe if that happens, it's not going to be. Well, see, what you're doing, you're having a beehive. And you don't poke it. When you poke it, all the bees are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I'm feeling. Because by attacking Iran, I don't think that's a good idea.
Let me ask you a question. About a year ago, there was like a revolt in Iran, maybe a couple of years ago, where the people were on the streets. And you would think that if they had a little bit of support, they might have actually succeeded in overturning the clerics who were running that country. And the United States didn't do anything then. Is that something that you think that maybe other countries should have helped them when they were doing that?
Probably not, because if they would have, any other country, especially United States, I'm glad that United States didn't take any steps, didn't do anything. If the United States would have helped the Green Movement,
mm-hmm.
then other surrounding countries, they would have said that America is coming over. So all of them, they would have come in to help the Iranian government. I think the change comes from inside. It cannot come from outside.
Yeah.
And we needed a leader, which we didn't have. And they were very powerful. I mean, now we are talking about it, and I might be even be getting myself in trouble, but I've heard even from some of the people who were in Iran and during that movement that some of the soldiers who were on the streets, this is what I heard, I don't know, but some of the religious soldiers on the street, they weren't even speaking Farsi. And to me, it just sounds. I'm not against Islam. I just want to make it clear. I'm mm-hmm. not against people who are abusing Islam to sit from it, to achieve goals. They use religion to control faithful people. Those people, I'm against them. And I just hope that... I remember Iran, the way that I remember Iran is different than the way that it is right now.
Sure.
But at the same time, there are documents about Iran that if you look at it, if you look at the people, if you look at the public, if you look at the Iranian people, you will see how different they are from what you hear in the news, how different they are from from what you hear about the government. And if you look at some of these pictures or some of the videos, you can easily Google them. Just images of Tehran, or images of Iran, or Iranian people. It was a documentary that was made a few years back. Don't Tell My Mother I Was in Iran. And it's on YouTube. If you look at it, you will see that it's nothing like what you hear in the news.
Mm-hmm.
When I was when I was in Israel, I had a, I was invited. I went and I met President Peres, and we had a great chat. And one of the things that he was saying is that I mean, I know our history, or sometimes the is not even the problem is not current. The is history. We just had a, we just need to have a new start, and the new start can change everything. It's that is a very conflicting situation. And conflicting
I understand that, but one thing that is even more complicated is the plot of Homeland, and I want to get back to that because I know that's what you're here for. And you can see Navid in this great Golden Globe award-winning drama, Homeland. It's on Showtime. He plays the CIA's public enemy number one, Abu Nizar, who is a member of Al-Qaeda. And it's an amazing series. If you haven't caught season one, go out and get the video or watch it on demand. Catch up to it. And then on Sunday, September 30th at 10 o'clock, you can watch this year's Showtime second season of Homeland. It is a great show. You do great work on the program, and we look forward to seeing you. Are you working on any other films? I know you've done quite a few films as well.
Thank you, sir. There is a project that I might be shooting right after Homeland is finished, during the break between the break. There's a film, but they're still going back and forth.
We're kind of losing you. You must be on a cell phone.
No. Am I okay now?
It's you're drifting all over the place here. So it must be on a wireless phone or a cell phone.
The thing is that the project is set to be shot in November, and it's a feature film, but it's going to be shot in Bahrain. So I'm looking forward to it. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It's going to be shot in Bahrain?
Yes. It's going to be shot in Bahrain, and we are just going back and forth on the contract, and as soon as it's set, then it's going to be enough, as soon as we are done with the contract. I'm looking forward to that. That's also another good character.
Yeah, folks out there might remember that you've done movies like Brothers with Tobey Maguire and Jake Gyllenhaal, and Powder Blue with Jessica Biel and Forest Whitaker, Charlie Wilson's War with Tom Hanks, Julia Roberts, and Amy Adams. So you've been around.
I've had a very colorful journey. And see, the thing is that I believe since I left Iran, or even since I started my journey, my life was my schooling, and every step that I took, the things that I put in my way, there were lessons that that made me, I think it made me a better actor or a better person. And all these characters that you're playing is a result of that journey, which and each of those characters are is a teacher for me, to teach me, to put me different, allow me to look at the world from a completely different perspective. And I like what I do.
Well, that's the best part of what you do, is that you enjoy it so much, and we get to enjoy it too, especially Abu Nizar. What a great character. And I want to thank you so much for coming on the show, and I look forward to maybe talking to you another time, maybe to promote your newest project.
Fantastic. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you so much.
It's nice to meet you, Navid. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.